Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-hosts get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with us always... Judges, pull up the answer. It's Joe.
Oh, and he sticks the landing. He sticks the landing. Sticks the landing. Judge from Russia's real happy.
Yeah.
Never
smiles. That took a lot of work. That took a lot of work to stick that landing.
Oh, yeah, no idea.
I mean, some people go to Russia for years, maybe even decades, and walk. They don't even come out of Russia being able to stick
Most
landings.
Don't make it
Sometimes
back.
They don't even come out of Russia.
Yeah. Most barely get in.
Well, some can't survive the jet-fueled intoxicated bears.
If you can get past the bears, it's pretty nice, honestly.
Yeah, you got to understand, they only go so fast on that jet fuel. It's the cocaine bears you got to watch out for.
Yeah. Luckily, those are all stateside.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Thank God. Mostly Northern Oregon.
So, we're supposed to have a silly topic today because last week, the two-parter was so fucking bleak.
I'm expecting somewhat rough.
I'm expecting genocide this week.
Ooh, finally a light talk-it. Palestine.
Yeah. Oh, 10 facts about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Fun. Sure to offend everyone.
True or false? All right, let's jump to today's topic before Joe gets too fucking...
before.
My Chemical Romance on us.
When I was a young boy.
Yeah, dude, seriously. Okay, so today's podcast topic is mysterious creatures. Womp, 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 found in old newspapers.
Oh boy, so half of them are just gonna be made up.
Yeah, or like horrific
Come
entities.
Come on down to Larry's Bait Shack where there's a super real mermaid.
You want to see a merman?
Some say it looks like a mallard duck glued onto the back of a trout, but I don't
In
see
reality, it. I just found a baby corpse and sorted it to a corp. That's less depressing.
It's way darker. Don't worry, the kid died of natural causes.
Natural, yes. Tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
It was a painful death.
Yeah.
God, what? 1800s. What do you expect?
1800s.
How much of a cryptid head are you? Like, how much? Okay, let me ask you this. Mysterious creatures.
Yeah.
What does Joe believe in?
Oh, none. None of them.
None of them. None of them carry any weight in your mind. There's
like,
not
I mean,
a single
obviously
cryptid.
The Kraken's real. But
okay, well, wait. That. The Kraken, though. I mean, there's colossal squid. But, like, a Kraken?
Yeah.
Like, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea kind of style?
Mm-hmm. Cthulhu?
You think...
Yeah.
You think... Okay, wait. We just jumped a fucking huge gap between a fucking Kraken and a Cthulhu.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
The
now.
Almighty You're Beast the... Under the Sea who rules the universe, obviously.
The Dark Dream God?
Yeah.
Or the God of Dreams or whatever.
The one and only.
Yes. So, you got nothing, though. You don't need...
No, like...
Most
I'm,
cryptids
like,
don't.
I'm not a Bigfoot believer.
You live in Seattle, bro. How could you even say that?
I do. I know. I have to... I gotta whisper it.
Bigfoot is actually, like, in certain places, not a big deal. And then in other places, it is a big deal.
Yeah. Like it's weird. Recently, I've seen a lot of people, like, co-opt, like, Sasquatch to be like, don't tell me what I can't believe in. And you're like, oof. All right, guy.
Kind of like aliens, like, I want to believe, kind of.
Yeah. They're, you know.
I see. I don't know.
It's
think
weird.
There's, some...
there's like Sasquatch with Punisher tattoos now. You're like, I'm not into this anymore, guys.
Yeah. Why are they doing that?
I mean, yes. Okay. Punisher Town. God, they're so dumb. Okay. I guess from my perspective, you know, I don't think a lot of the mainstream monsters exist.
You're a real indie guy, huh?
Yeah. I think there's shit, though, in, like, the deep part of the ocean. Kind of like you, right? Like, you're, like, all the Kraken. But, like, there's some shit. Like, you go deep enough, you're going to find some weird shit. So, that's kind of what I believe. Like, I think there's monsters out there. I just don't think, like, Bigfoot is hanging out.
Right.
Right? Or fucking Loch Ness Monster is hanging out. I also don't doubt, though, that, like, a plesiosaur could have, like, rolled up. Or, like, you know, a carp could have been abnormally huge and seemed to be, like, a monster. So, like an ancient alligator.
Mm. I mean, most alligators are pretty... I mean, they are actual dinosaurs.
I guess I mean more like...
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah. Lake Placid.
So, all right. So now we got that out of the way, Joe. Now we know what you believe in. We can better get to these facts.
The one from the deep. Yeah.
The one... Yep. So let's get to fact number one and see what we're dealing with. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right. Fact number one. The Kentucky Post, July 21st, 1927. What type of woman were described? What type of women were described as mysterious creatures? Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So is it A, hot women, B, smart women, or C, unmarried women?
Ooh.
Well, what? Smart women would get married. Hot women are already married. And so unmarried women.
They got to be mysterious, yeah.
Yeah. Those are mysterious. They're weird, right? Mm-hmm. You see them without a man walking around. You're like, she doesn't look like a secretary, right? What is she doing walking around without a man? That's a 1927 perception, I think.
I get it.
No input, huh?
No.
It's just, do you think this is case closed? What the fuck are they doing? No man. Not married? This is bullshit.
What's going on over there?
I mean, the only sensible thing, if they see, because unmarried women have proven that they are neither hot nor smart because they're unmarried. That's what they would say in the Kentucky Post.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, ugh, what kind of uggo or dumbo are you?
Yeah, maybe they're divorced. Oof.
Ooh, well, that means that they may have had one of those traits going into the marriage, right, but then exposed themselves. It, yeah, they did.
Clearly, they weren't smart enough or hot enough to stay married. So.
No, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
All right, let's go see. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go see, for fact number one, what type of woman was described as a mysterious creature? We're going to go see unmarried women. 3, 2, 1, bam! Oh, it's smart women. It's B.
Damn it.
God damn it.
I didn't think it would be that mysterious to people in 1927. It would just be.
Yeah, like, what's a.
You know.
What constitutes as a smart woman?
I mean, probably any lady that thinks dudes don't know everything.
Well, like, she rolls in. She's like, 2 + 2 = 4. And they're
who
like,
taught you to read?
Holy shit. Smart?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like men could not fathom the fact that women have, like, a capacity to learn.
Or they thought they're like, cute. Yeah.
They're like, this isn't a fucking recipe. How did you learn this?
But, like, yeah, I didn't think they'd be mysterious. I thought they'd be like, oh, look, she's like a trained monkey.
Yeah, like, it's not necessarily mysterious. It's more of like a novelty.
Yeah. Oh, she thinks she can do taxes.
While they're holding a pipe, right?
Right.
Yes.
So luckily, she's hot. Or else I'd have to knock some of them smarts right out of her brain.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do away with it myself. So it says here, this article written by famed columnist named Mrs. Walter Ferguson aims to point out the hypocrisy of men of the time. Quote, Whenever a man wants to create the impression that he knows all about women, he says that we are deep, subtle, mysterious creatures. Although the men generally contend that our minds are shallow, if we have any at all, they blissfully will contradict themselves by insisting that we are strange and incomprehensible persons. She posits? Posits? Yep. I don't know what that means. I guess I'm a mysterious creature too. That when women show any hint of cleverness or common sense, it is attributed not to intelligence, but a sixth sense or a woman's intuition provided by the Lord to protect their ignorance. The brilliant, and this is quote, the brilliant Egyptian queen Cleopatra still intrigues the imaginations of men as being supremely crafty and secretive, abnormally vague, utterly puzzling, and sphinx-like. As a matter of cold fact, none of the dames of history were so dreadfully difficult to comprehend. They were merely a bit too smart for the men with whom they came in contact, and this wonderful something by which they managed to get their own way was only extra intelligence.
Whoa, dude, that is the definition of a backhanded compliment. Holy shit. I mean, she might have seemed smart, but that was only because she was working with some real dum-dums. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, she seems smart because she raises them children super darn good.
She also seemed fast raising a one-legged guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, all right.
Yeah, it's the women's intuition that have helped them stay alive for so long.
Yeah, not actual intelligence.
My women's intuition say I should not light myself on fire. It's a good thing men use intelligence to figure that out.
Yeah, and I should set someone else on fire.
Yes, that's intelligence for you.
What's that?
Big brains.
There's an old George Carlin joke where he goes, the existence of the flamethrower means at some point in human history, some guy said, I want to set that fucking guy on fire, but he's too fucking far away.
I can tell you, women's intuition definitely didn't make the flamethrower. Nope. They're so dumb. They're so dumb.
Idiots.
Idiots. Yeah, the only way that they would naturally invent the flamethrower is if they needed it to cook something. Am I right, guys?
To boil water.
Yeah. Guys, we all figured this out.
Come on.
So it says, last part here, quote, it comes down to this. Whenever they get the best of us, we are dumbbells. Whenever we get the best of them, we are mysterious creatures with some subtle power peculiar to our sex. So like if a woman playing chess and beating a man would be fucking preposterous. Dude, yeah. That shit happens today.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You know how many times I see?
Do you remember when Cam Newton was like, like he was given an interview by a woman, and she was like talking about like plays, and he was like, "I can't take a lady seriously." He's like, "You think you know how to run a play?" Like, you're like, "Holy shit!"
Did he really?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
It was like 2018. You're like, yeah, I'm sure like women watch sports and.
Yeah,
play women, sports and can figure out the complicated football.
She doesn't know how to catch a football. She only knows how to cook a football Sunday meal.
Yeah. That's it.
Like, what the fuck?
The only thing she's catching is some celery sticks and hot wing. You know what I'm saying? Ranch dressing.
Yeah, she couldn't even catch ranch dressing for me. Men's intelligence had to get it ourselves.
This is called a bow. Put it in.
Yep. Just for the record, men and women are, you know, pretty equal when it comes to intelligence.
Right.
I would say identical.
I would say it's almost like we have the same brain.
But I will say... In full confidence,
yeah,
men are pretty fucking stupid. And I think the reason being isn't because we don't have the capacity, it's because we're allowed to be fucking stupid.
We have unearned confidence.
really do. We really do. Especially straight white American
C plus student. Never, no higher self esteem than a C plus white guy.
I can advocate for that. 2.0 GPA, not a problem.
Not a problem. I can run a company.
Yeah. Welcome to the professional world.
Hell, dude, a C-plus student made president. So.
Hey, yeah, he did. Fucking, hey, you know what? C's get degrees, my guy.
Fucking A, man.
Fucking A. All right. Well, we got that one wrong. As we get this, we just didn't have the intuition to figure this out.
That was some woman trickery right there.
That was some, oh, you're right, dude. The writer is a woman.
See, like,
she tricked us. She tricked beguiled us
with her
us.
Mysterious ways. How the fuck are we supposed to know who's mysterious? All ladies be shady.
Yeah, she just sits there and posts and writes stuff. I don't know if I use that right.
Posits?
I don't know. I don't know what the word means. That was part
to
of the posit, joke.
It means to...
Wow, you were supposed to be the better half of me on this podcast.
It means like it's a way of it's like a way of explanation of the world.
Okay, let's deconstruct this. Deposits means you put something into something. Am I?
You're
what
not
am I
wrong.
Positing?
Positing like if you're like to like. It is to break down the explanation of someone's worldview, right?
So I posit every time I, like, take a shit.
No.
No. I'm just depositing.
You're depositing some shit into a toilet. Right?
This is way like, too complex for me. I can't. My male intuition right now is overloaded.
Like, Star Wars posits a world... where the force is normal. Like, that's a normal thing that happens in that world.
Okay, this is an English word that I just don't give a fuck about anymore. You confused me, and I'm angry now. My male intuition is screaming, fucking get out of this situation.
To posit is to imagine.
And then well, I'm pretty posit that I want to go to the next topic or fact.
Ugh.
So... I'm so fucking funny, dude. That was hilarious.
Man, just all that unconfidence just pouring
out. I'm gonna posit a world where I was fucking smart.
Hey, you used it right.
Oh, shit. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know.
All right, well, we got it wrong. Let's jump to the next fact. Fuck. All right. Fact number two. The St. Paul Daily Globe, Minnesota, July 13th, 1890. What was described as a mysterious creature on the other end of the telephone? Is it A? God, okay. Is it A, electricity?
I'm like, that's not a creature.
Is it B, telemarketers? Or C, female operators?
Oh, God. We got to go female operators.
You have to after that first one. What would it... Okay, wait. If it's electricity, bravo to the writer. Because, like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Right, yeah. Like, it's not a... Ooh,
I picked up the telephone and I heard a buzzing.
I heard an
electricity. Is that the electricity? Hello, Mr. Electricity. Could you please connect me to my wife?
What?
I posits where you connect me to my wife. By golly, that
I gotta get a hold
a
of her before she puts the ranch dressing out. I'm positing a world where she doesn't know how to use a bowl.
I fear posit in a world where she doesn't put ranch dressing with my wing. It's got to be C, right? Like, there is no... It's female operator. Has to be.
Has to be.
Like, let's go C. Rifle round. All right. Well, then, for fact number two, we're going to go C, what was described as a female or what was described as a mysterious creature on the other end of the telephone. It's the female operator. 3, 2, 1 Bam! It is the female operator. Okay.
For what? Like, 1 second, I was waiting for electricity.
Hello, Mr. Electricity. Hello. We meet again.
We can't keep meeting like this, Mr. Crackles.
So it says, the explanation, if Pornhub were a thing in the late 1800s, no doubt telephone operator porn would have been the most popular category. There are dozens of articles about the Okay, writer, listen.
I'm a simple man.
I am a simple man, okay? I do not own a Word of the Day calendar. I don't even pride myself. It's a, okay, the articles about the coquettish voices on the other... Coquettish? About the voices on the other end of the phone, all dripping with innuendo. Coquettish. What does that mean, Joe? Do you know what that means?
I don't know. I don't know if you're pronouncing it correctly.
Coquettish. Girl. Oh, like an anime girl. Senpai. Ooh, connect me. Okay, got it. Got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
We just had to
Joe and I are coquettish with each other all the time.
We just had to make it derogatory.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it's just men love fantasizing about the operator, what the operator looked like, and were enticed by how friendly she was to them. From the San Francisco Examiner, an 1897 article with the byline, "A Brief Glimpse at the Owners of Those Sweet, Mysterious Voices." By actual count, there are just 22 of them. Some pretty, and this is a quote from the article, some pretty, others homely, some plump, others lean, some tender, others tough, some fresh, others timid, and all busy. And this is from the St. Paul article. Mere fleeting voices, though she be, she instructs you how to use the telephone, tells you how the baseball game resulted, makes bets of chewing gum, or makes bets of chewing gum against caramels on almost any topic, gets even with you by letting you ring till you are tired of it, tired if you upset her, and in everything conducts herself just as if she were a real flesh and blood creature, instead of tones, inflections, and words. No wonder we get cross sometimes, remarked a telephone girl the other day. Most anyone would lose their temper if compelled to undergo what we have to. In the first place, not more than one man in 10 knows how to use a telephone. They'll get up and roar as if they were trying to make their voices heard without the telephone. In North Dakota, when his phone breaks from his abuse, he roasts the telephone girls, the company, and the telephones in general. Sometimes people are pleasant. I'm suspicious of their motivations. So here's the dirty part. There are lots of men who come to the telephone every day to talk and gossip with me. There is a young fellow down in the Chamber of Commerce who never lets a day go by without calling me for a little chat or to say goodnight. There was a Tribune reporter who, after midnight, used to call me and talk almost by the hour. One girl who worked here about a year ago got married through talking with a young fellow over the wire. They got into a habit of chinning, as we call it, through the phone, and got pretty well acquainted that way. He inquired around and finally got introduced to her. They were married about 6 months ago, and a happy pair they make, too. Well, cool. We got it right. Cool. Yeah. Literally, this is how sex hotlines got, like...
Yeah, I was like...
Like 1897. It's like, call here if you want a good time.
I like how just instantly the phone was around for like 10 seconds and there was already dudes creeping.
I like how like dudes are fucking so dumb that they like get mad at the telephone. You know what I mean? He's like, hello, hello,
electricity.
They're like, this is the operator. He's like, can you connect me to the electricity? I need my wings done. You know what's funny is mankind hasn't changed. I've seen my grandpa use a cell phone. Like, this is basically how he did it. You know, that squinty-eyed pecking at the fucking front of the phone. I can't wait. I can't wait till technology rolls up and we look like that. You know, like, what technology? Am I going to be, like, squinting through my, like, Apple Vision Pro 5? And, like, my grandkids are going to be like, oh, Grandpa, you fucking moron. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't turn off the alarm. Grandpa, your Apple Vision Pro is ringing. I can't hear it. Oh, I can't wait. Send me there now. The drugs are going to be amazing. That's all I got to say. Fucking another 30 years and I get geriatric drugs. 30 years from now? Shit.
Shit, son.
And then I can be confused about technology. It's going to be amazing.
I can be high and confused about technology? Shit.
Oh, fuck. Well, we got it right. We did it. Good for us. You ready for the next one?
Fucking A, man. I'm going to go with another mysterious lady part.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna say bitches. That's the answer.
Bitches, am I right?
Yeah. I posted a world where the next question is sexist.
So our world.
Yeah. No, it's just the real world, really.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Fact number 3. The true Republican, Sycamore, Illinois, in 1887. A German explorer gave an account of a mysterious creature seen off the African coast that they said was a new type of sea serpent. What did it turn out to be? A bird, B, a raft, or C, a sea serpent? It doesn't matter what you say.
Oh,
it's
it
a
doesn't.
Sea serpent. It's a sea serpent.
Okay.
I was there.
Fine.
I posit. A sea serpent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have no imagination.
Sure.
If Vin Diesel told you it was a sea serpent, you'd believe him.
Nah, I think that's what landed him in court.
It's a sea serpent, I swear.
I'm positing a world where I got a sea serpent in my pants. How about you deposit it in your mouth?
How you deposit it right there?
So you're trying to tell me every time I go to the toilet, I'm positing a poop?
I mean, fuck, I really want it to be a sea serpent. What if it's just a really big eel? That's technically a sea serpent. Yay! It's an eel.
What's up? your own little moment there.
I just said it. I want it to be a serpent.
Okay.
Fine. We could go a bird. That's great.
No,
some you're fucking
like,
pelicans like floating in the water. Some Germans like,
and then
good
like,
God.
Hey, an eel. I'm like, what?
That's it. I'm going a bird. I'm going a bird.
You do whatever you want, my guy.
No, I'm going bird.
I don't know what
you
happened.
Fucked up. You fucked up. Apart. I guess it's a bird now.
You know what? I'm positing a fucking podcast that works.
It's a bird. Okay, that's the depressing truth. Some German explorer is like, holy shit, you see that? And it's just like some fucking duck floating in the water.
Maybe he's
like, that's a fucking sea serpent.
Hey, they don't have ducks in Germany, dude.
Okay, maybe then maybe there's a reason why he freaked the fuck out.
Like he's
good God!
The fuck is
look
this?
At the fuck is that?
Scheiße!
Oh shit! Get a gun! I don't care! Luther authorities, there's fucking sea serpent! I'm going bird because the world sucks ass. Alright. Then we're going to go a bird that a German explorer gave an account of a mysterious creature seen off the African coast and said that, wait, this is in Africa. Not Germany.
Where the hell did you get Germany, dude?
You told me there's no ducks in Germany.
Because you said a German scientist.
I thought we were talking about in Germany.
No, I was like, you said... Oh, a German scientist saw a bird, and I was joking. That's because there's no birds in Germany.
Whatever.
I don't care anymore.
You have, like, I was like, I gave zero argument to sea serpent. You have just, you have posited a whole world where I had an argument with you.
You didn't have an argument. It's what you didn't say. It's my male. It's my male intuition.
My God.
Okay, we're gonna go A. All right, 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh my God, it's A. It's a bird. Whoa.
Oh, so we got it right?
There's no sea serpents in the world. Alex, I wanted it.
Alex's little temper tantrum was right.
I wanted it to be a sea serpent. I wanted some magic in the world. And I get it. I got birds.
Germans fucking don't believe bird. In magic.
Dude, seriously. Apparently they don't believe in birds either. This guy freaked the fuck out. It's like, oh, fuck. What the fuck is that?
It seems snakes have grown wings.
They are flying at me. Journal entry. Possibly my last. The snakes are flying in the air now. It is only a matter of time before they find me and bite me. Shit. Okay, it says...
The remind me to send 2 pendants to the soothsayer who predicted this future for me.
She said I had a curse. I did not believe her. Oh, shit.
I shall never say a bad word against a crystal ball again.
It's like snakes have wings. You get no money.
It is true. The god from under the deep has come for me.
Only birth through Cthulhu. These are Cthulhu babies. Oh, shit. Wait, okay. So this is the clickbait headline reads, in all caps, new sea serpent. So it did say it. Here's the quote. We saw an animal in the water, which was first believed to be a serpent from its movements. We were surprised to see it rise out of the water and fly away. It was about the size of a large tame duck with black plumage and a metallic luster. So they did have ducks in Germany.
No, only gooses.
Is a duck like a small goose?
Is it a small goose?
Is this right? Nine.
One time like I saw a goose turn into a beautiful swan. But never a duck.
Never the ducks. They all always just stay the ducks.
The mallard is a mystery to me.
It's a mysterious creature.
Sometimes I pick up the telephone and I swear I hear a little quack quack. I call every day. Who are you, you beautiful creature? Show yourself to me.
Spread your wings.
Spread your wings. Are the legends true?
Then the operator says, what are you saying to me?
And I said, listen here, you mysterious creature.
You mysterious creature.
What are you wearing right now?
Oh, you're not such an ugly duckling now.
It seems you have turned into the goose.
Ooh. Would you like to see my sea serpent?
Would you like to see a sea serpent?
I have seen one. I see one every day. Oh, fuck. Okay, wait. It says, it was black plumage and metallic luster, and the neck was very long and thin. At first sight, no head was visible, and the neck appeared to be the end in a, only to end in a beak. The whole body of the bird is underwater while swimming. Only the long neck was seen. If it was frightened, it disappeared altogether under the water or flew away rapidly. Another peculiarity, which we noticed, was the when the bird had left the water, it lay down on a bush with outspread wings to get dry. So it just dried itself. We did some Googling, and I suspect, I did some Googling, and I suspect that these men saw was a cormorant
a water bird that not only fits the physical description, but also swims as described and perches with outstretched wings to dry off. In their defense, I can see how one would mistake it for a sea serpent at first. It was 1887, so naturally the story ends with, the flesh of this creature has an unpleasant oily flavor. They fucking just we shot it. We weren't sure, so we ate it.
Look, I thought it was a snake.
Yeah, snake meat is very good. The feathers were very unappetizing. I didn't like them. No.
Look, I'm as disappointed as you are.
The beak was very difficult to swallow and very hard to poop out.
I worry when I go to deposit it.
I'm not sure, but I think one day it will come out.
I think very soon I shall see a fresh hell.
Scheiße. Oh, shit. Well, we got it right. Fuck our lives. Because, you know, the world is fucking terrible.
Oh, poor guy got a question. Oh.
I did. My imagination is ruined. All right. Here we go. Fact number 4. The New York Dispatch, November 28th, 1906. Quote, the identity of the supposed half-man, half-gorilla that has been terrorizing the residents of Delaware County is believed to have been discovered. What did the half-gorilla, man turn out to be? Is it A, a bear, B, a Bigfoot, or C, a hairy dude from Poland? All those Polish.
I mean, before they made a Polish joke, I was about to make a Greek joke. I was like, a Kardashian?
Yeah, oh, there you go. It's New Jersey. It's like right there. I'm going to say a bear.
Yeah, I'll go with
bear. But like, if it's the German, though, if this German explorer saw it, it'd be like, I swear to God, it was a...
Is this the duck
man-shaped entity, head to toe in fur. You're like, that's just a really hairy dude. No, it was a half man, half gorilla.
No.
Yes.
Look, I saw what I saw.
They're all over the Poland. They are known to frequent that area. it's a bear, right? Like, I think bears. Have you ever seen a bear with mange?
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, yeah.
They look weird, and especially if they're like half mange, it's like spotty and strange looking.
Mm-hmm.
They're like freaky. So I'm gonna say a bear. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Especially, dude, could you imagine seeing a bear never having seen a bear before? Like, you would freak the fuck out. You don't think you would?
Yeah, similar to seeing a Kardashian.
Wow. Mr. Joe Cool over here. I wouldn't freak out over seeing a bear.
Oh, I would 100% freak out.
Would it just be, what kind of freak? What's your scared of bear level like? Like, if you saw a bear, would you say you're instant 10?
It depends on how close it is.
Let's say it's a like a football field away, but it is a grizzly bear.
But I mean, yeah, that's an instant 6.
Yeah, that's just over the, you know, let's get out of here line, right?
That's if I can see it, that means it can see me. I'm getting the fuck out.
Yeah, where's the let's get out of here line? Is that 5 or is that right at 6?
Yeah, that's definitely over 5. Like anything over 5, it's like let's backtrack.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. At least a 6. Anything above that, you're just like, yeah, exit the situation.
Yep.
All right. I mean, does that sound right? Do you want to go bear?
Look, it's Saturday night. I always go bear.
Damn. Not a hairy dude from Poland? Or a Bigfoot?
Well, I call him the bear.
Oh, he's your bear daddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm his little cub.
Saturday night. I post it, Joe having a good Saturday night. Oh, fuck. Okay. So then for fact number 4, we're going to go a bear as the identity of a supposed half man, half gorilla that had been terrorizing the residents of Delaware County. 3, 2, 1, bam! No, it's C, a hairy dude from Poland! What? So says black whiskered man in Delaware, Delaware County's mysterious creature. What? Dude, how hairy was this dude? I mean, I've seen some people that are. I was
like, man.
I mean,
that's unfortunate.
If he was acting crazy, that doesn't help, right? Like, if you saw a really hairy dude and he's like, hey, how's it going? You wouldn't be like, oh, fuck, it's a Bigfoot. No, you'd be like, oh, shit, it's just a really hairy dude. But if that dude's, like, super hairy and going, like, around fucking downtown, yeah, you're like, that's a Bigfoot. Mysterious creature. He's, like, cartwheeling and fucking... He's trying to buy goods and services from the local stores, a mysterious creature. He's reading a newspaper.
It's not even eating his wings with ranch.
He knows how to use a telephone.
Oh, God. He has the power of electricity.
He can talk to electricity. Oh, no.
I gotta warn that lady on the other line.
The bears are learning. God. So it says here, quote, the mysterious creature is said to be a bewhiskered Polander who had been haunting the public roads and robbing children of pennies, giving to them for candy. So wait, is that robbing the children?
Really?
That sounds like a transaction.
Yeah, I was like, I think he got money for candy.
They bought candy.
Is this where the stranger's candy transaction came from?
Yeah. That's even worse. He's like, hey kids, I'm a bear with a gun. Give me your pennies.
And your Hershey Kisses.
It says here, quote, two little girls were stopped last night at Oak Hill by a strange looking man who took the small change they had. The father of one of the little girls hastened to the spot and found a Polander hiding in the bushes waiting for more victims. The man ran when he saw he was discovered and escaped in the directly of Kellyville. So the robber of the children has a black beard and a search is being made of the neighborhood to find a Polander who answers the description. He is believed to be the stranger who has been skulking. He's a stranger to be been skulking about Clifton Heights, taking advantage of intoxicated men. The road upon which has been conducting his petty robberies is dark and lonely and affords easy opportunities for escape. No word on if they ever caught the guy or if they thought he was from Poland or why he thought he was from Poland.
Right, so. Yeah, I was like, what? Like.
Listen.
He detested indoor plumbing.
Listen. There are a lot of people that like candy, but only adults that I know like candy are from Poland.
That's it.
Yes. Has to be. You know, he jumps from the bushes, no grooming, head to foot hair, and steals from children. Mm. I mean, that sounds like average Polish, you know, activity.
Typical Polanders.
It's either Polish or Texan. And,
well, you know, they call Poland the Texas of Europe, right?
Do they really?
That's, yeah.
You're fucking with me right now.
No. I'd never do that.
You didn't say it with a German accent. You're fucking with me right now. Right?
That certainly posited a world where it's true.
Oh, I'm gonna be so mad if it is true. So, we got that wrong. It is a hairy dude from Poland. So, magic still exists in the world.
And you were worried about me being a downer this episode.
Yeah, this has reignited my faith in magic and wonders. Shit. All right, let's go to fact number 5. This is from the Bristol Herald Courier in Bristol, Tennessee, 1927. In 1927, a mysterious creature referred to as a what's-it that turned out to be a large salamander caused which of the following to happen? So large salamander was called a what's-it. What did it do?
Mm. Is it A? Who's it?
No, those are just galore.
Mm.
So, a man to drive into a lake after he noticed the salamander chilling on his lap. B, mass poisoning of high schoolers daring to each other to eat the salamander in a salamander challenge. Or C, a lawsuit between park and a fire department over who gets to keep it.
Oh, all of those are equally dumb.
Yeah. That's all pretty. Well, wait. Cars were invented, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, he could drive. High school? Was that a thing in 1920s?
Yes.
So they were eating salamanders, and then a lawsuit between a park and fire department over who gets to keep it. I found the salamander. What's it?
I can kind of see.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm going to go all of them.
Ooh,
I'm going to be that guy.
I like it.
Mass poisoning of high school students. What happened?
Was this?
I ate the what's it?
This is how Stranger Things got the idea.
Oh my all these god! I wanted psychic powers, so I ate the what's it?
Look! A lady read from a crystal ball and told me I was going to get eaten by a flying serpent, so I wanted her mystical powers for myself.
I wanted the mystical powers. Some guy in Germany ate it and he discovered a fucking sea serpent. And he could talk to electricity.
I heard he could also talk to ducks.
I don't know. What are you thinking?
Fuck it. Let's go all of them.
Let's go all of them. Right? That's a good call, right?
What do we got to lose? It's a fake game.
Oh, it's very real, and you know what? Fuck you. I know how seriously you take this game. You've had episodes where you get upset, so don't try to play this off all cool, like not a big deal. I've seen you try to take the writer to allegedly court.
Okay, well, you know what? I had good reason.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also leaving out the fact like that I won. Okay.
I'm sorry, I posted the idea where just you didn't take this game seriously, you know. What are we gonna lose?
We're battling over whether or not we get two or three right this week.
Three's a pretty average number.
I'm good either way.
All right, let's go all three because they're all three fucking equally as dumb. I want it to be the guy that crashed, though. I think that's fucking hilarious. He's like, oh, fuck, it's a what's it? All right. Let's go. All three for fact number five. In 1927, a mysterious creature was referred to as a what's it, caused which of the following to happen. We're going to say all of them. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, it's C. God damn it.
Told you.
Yeah, you said it. You did. I posted it, so world where it was all three.
Like, you're joking, but, like, you're using the word correctly.
I know. Well, I'm slowly learning. It's my male intuition kicking in. So it says here, facts of the case. A large salamander showed up one day in a Nashville fire station. An unknown amount of time before that, a city park in Tullahoma, Tennessee, had a large salamander suddenly disappear. Friends and family of the firefighters came to look at it. People started taking selfies with it, which led to pictures being printed in local newspapers. Officials in Tullahoma saw the pictures in the paper and immediately claimed it as their missing salamander. Fire Chief Moore said, no fucking way, it's theirs, and reasoned that the creature had voluntarily selected his fire station as its home. So that's where it was going to stay. Tullahoma official Jay Davidson said that he positively identified it as definitely for sure their salamander, and promised to take legal action to secure its return if necessary. My own research showed that Tullahoma is 77 miles away from Nashville, and salamanders are far from rare. Tennessee has more salamander species than anywhere else in the world.
Ooh.
Dude, they fought over this shit. There was no shit happening in 1927.
No, this is the world before television.
Dude, seriously. I want to make a movie of this. Like, you know, Will Ferrell could play the fire chief, right?
And only then, if like, Steve Buscemi voices the salamander.
Hey, guys. What are we doing today? It's like, well, they want you back at the ranger station, We're at City Park Station. Oh, I left that place. That place sucks. I know.
Oh, you keep this up, we're going to have a real Air Bud situation on our hands.
Oh, dude, City Park would definitely be Will Ferrell, and then Mark Wahlberg would be Fire Station. He's like, I know. Who wants to go back there?
It's crazy.
As crazy over
it's
there.
As crazy as my accent, my super official Tennessee accent.
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Guys,
what's going on?
Home of Elvis.
We got it wrong, but we do have a bonus.
Ooh.
Are you ready for the bonus?
Eh. Eh. I don't care. I'm too cool for school.
I can feel it from here. Optional plus one bonus. Have the drunk monkeys decide who gets to keep. Who gets the what's it salamander.
You know what? You have it. Okay.
Thanks.
That was a bad friend. It's true. No, it's true. It's true. I was a bad friend.
You're a bad friend. You know why you're a bad friend?
I kept sticking him to walls because I thought it was funny.
Yeah, and that's why he fucking left. He told me. He told me this.
I know.
Yeah. Why do you keep doing that? Salamanders are our friends. They're not the little sticky guys you can throw against the wall and watch them crawl down. They just splat against the wall.
I know that now.
I've done it.
I know that now.
Look, you do it to frogs, I don't care. Frogs are fucking stupid. Salamanders, though? We need to get you help.
I got a problem.
Yeah.
I think I got a problem.
How about this? We drink some more, and then we fucking threw some poo at people.
You think it'd be cool if we could do some karaoke?
Yeah. Just let me put this salamander in my nose, and we can go karaoke.
I used to put it on my nose.
I posted it to World War. We can share it in our nose.
I don't think you're using that word right.
I'm going to deposit this in my nose.
There you go. There you go. That's good. That's good.
Next, we're going to fucking look at some ducks.
Dude, some German guys told me they don't even exist. He tried to tell me there's no ducks in Germany.
Yeah, that dumbass thinks they're all sea serpents.
Fucking guy.
Fucking guy.
He posited a world where I have a drinking problem.
I posited a world where we are the drinking problem.
That's a problem.
The only drinking.
I get along just fine.
Oh, our song's up. If you believe that there's a man on the
man on the moon.
I don't know why the drunk monkeys would sing that one. That was the first song that came to my head. It's like, if you believe there's a monkey on the moon.
This one goes out to our friend who was the first monkey in space. He never came back.
Here's you, Chimp Chimp.
Go, Chimp Chimp.
You're still floating in space.
One small step for chimps. One giant step for friendship.
Step for friendship? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's the most important element. Did you ever watch Captain Planet?
I'm pretty sure it's imagination, friendship, and magic that made him go into space. He's on the moon right now. I can see him. He's a monkey on the moon.
I think you just deposited a big old dump is what I think you did.
I know. We did it together. So we could throw it.
I love you, man.
Oh, I love you too. Let's share the sound, man.
Can we throw him against the wall?
Splat. Oh, he did. Ah. Let's go. Lesson learned. Oh, fuck. I'm going to take the point. We did it, Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Wait. Hey, we got a 3 out of 5.
Look at that.
We did it.
Look at us being C-plus people.
Dude, C's get degrees. My male intuition says we passed. We passed today.
Fucking A, man.
Fucking A. God, I feel good about this being a man. You know, I think we really have something here. We excelled, if you will. Like, we're special.
And that's a deposit you can take with you.
They can never posit that away from us. Oh, shit. You want to close this one out?
Yeah. Oh, there you have it. That was a real C+ average of a show for you this week. Go ahead and follow us on all the socials at Allegedly. Email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com. Follow us wherever you get your podcast. Until next time. If you believe, I put a man on the moon.
Man on the moon. We'll posit you around later.